From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Kremlin says a new report by the U.S. State Senate Democrats describing Russian interference in the U.S. throughout Europe is unfounded. Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesperson, Dmitry Peskov, spoke out about these accusations.
But we can only say that we're sorry that this campaign against us continues and remind once again that all these accusations of alleged meddling leveled against our country still have no base. They're absolutely unfounded.
The report was commissioned by Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
We recognize the importance of presenting to the American people a comprehensive understanding of what Russia's game plan is. We knew after the 2016 elections that we were vulnerable. But the 2016 elections was just a small part of Russia's overall design to try to Mr. Putin's design to try to compromise democratic institutions.
No U.S. Republicans on the committee signed on to the 200-plus page report released by Senator Cardin. Hundreds of rescue workers slogged through knee-deep ooze and used long poles to probe for bodies Thursday as the search dragged on for victims of mudslides that slammed a wealthy coastal town in the U.S. state of California. 17 people were confirmed dead and 8 others remain missing. This is occurring as family members wait anxiously for word on loved ones who haven't been heard from since the onslaught early Tuesday. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News. Matthew Loretondo reports that violent demonstrators in Tanzania defy threats of a crackdown, angry with economic hard times, including new government prices for staple items and gasoline.
And those price hikes were aimed at tackling their deficit and foreign debts. Now, Prime Minister Yusuf Chahed says enough is enough. The state won't bow to violence. Some lawmakers have called for an increase to the minimum wage, but its likelihood is unclear. There's also concern that small numbers of radical Islamists may be trying to take advantage of the crisis. The Interior Ministry says at least 2 have been found among those detained.
And more than 500 people have been arrested during these protests. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini said the international agreement on Iran's nuclear program is working. And while there are concerns about Iran's development of ballistic missiles and other activities in the Middle East, those should be dealt with as a separate issue.
The European Union has had and expressed a very clear position on the nuclear deal, as it was stated by the 28 European Union member states ministers already in October last year and repeated again today.
Iran has insisted its nuclear program was solely peaceful in nature. UN Human Rights Chief Zeid Ra'ad al-Hussein condemned the recent escalation of fighting in Syria. Lisa Schlein reports from the High Commissioner's Office in Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office says 85 civilians, mostly women and children, have been killed and at least 183 injured in the besieged city of Eastern Ghouta, a suburb of the Syrian capital, Damascus. The High Commissioner spokeswoman, Liz Throssell, tells VOA she does not know what the Syrian government and allies hope to achieve by escalating the fighting.
What we're really concerned about is the effect. And the effect is a terrible upsurge in civilian casualties, both deaths and injuries, and absolute terror amongst the civilian population. There are airstrikes and ground strikes day and night. And this means people are having to hide in their basements to escape, to shelter from possible attacks.
Zeid also expresses grave concern about the worsening situation in Idlib governorate. Throssell says an estimated 2 million civilians are at risk of getting caught in clashes between government forces together with their allies and an alliance of armed opposition groups. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Venezuelan authorities say 4 people are confirmed dead and 28 remain missing after a boat filled with people leaving the troubled South American nation sunk in Caribbean waters. The boat was departed Tuesday towards the Dutch island of Curaçao. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.